Surprises, surprises. I do not like surprise, do you? You know, if it's a bad surprise, I don't like it. If it's a good one, I will tolerate it. But life is full of surprises, isn't it? And we have to take it as it comes. Though sometimes we don't like it, we'll have to take as life puts it out to us. And Chuck Swindoll writes, he says, surprises come in many forms. Some good, some borderline amazing, some awful, some tragic, some hilarious. But there's one thing we can usually say, surprises are not boring. That's for sure. Surprises are woven through the very fabric of our lives. They await each of us at unexpected times and unpredictable times. Some will be bigger than others, of course. Ask Mary, Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was probably having just a normal day. I don't know what she was doing, sweeping the floor, cooking, or whatever the young girls in Israel were doing at the time. And suddenly, here appears an angel, the angel Gabriel. I wonder what went through her mind. This two-winged person shows up and says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. You know, as Mary hears all these words that the angel is telling her, I'm sure if you would try to put yourself in her place, you probably don't even hear the angel saying anything. I mean, have you been in situations as such? I mean, you're so shocked. Whatever the person tells you, you're probably asking, what did you say now? I could feel Mary's situation. And the angel also says that Elizabeth, her aunt, is also will have a baby. What would your reaction be? This odd-looking character with wings showing up at your home and saying, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. So far, so good. But then, this incredible announcement. How do you explain what Mary hears to your mom and dad? How do you explain it? And what happens when Sandy down the street hears that news? And all of Nazareth and Joseph. What are you going to tell Joseph? Hi, honey. I'm pregnant. It's not your child. Think about it. Think about it. Think what's going on in her 14, 16-year-old mind. Surprise is hardly the word. And then there is Joseph. I mean, he gets a surprise. Well, thank God the angel tells him in a dream about this whole thing. And so he comes to grips with it somehow. But what a shock. But the angel says, fear not, fear not. I probably would have said, yeah, it's easy for you to say, fear not. You know, I'm trembling. We'll read that little reflection in the bulletin sometime. Yes, I'm sure the angel was trembling as well to see, what is Mary going to say now? What is Mary going to say? Surprises are not unusual, is it? The scripture is full of surprises, as God reveals, as God breaks into our world in a godly way. It's hard for us humans to understand because it is not a human procedure. God intervenes in a heavenly manner. Gabriel surprises Mary. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And Mary is wondering, what? I'm a virgin. Stop. What are you saying to me? I will admit that we do not understand the virgin birth. It's hard for us. Many of us, even adults included, do not know what we are talking about when we discuss the virgin birth. There is a lot of mystery there. But as I understand it, it means that Jesus came from God. He is God's son. Yes, he was born of a woman, conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's what we recite in the Apostles' Creed. God does not do things as we humans do and think. As one theologian put it, he says, Jesus is not the product of human evolution, the highest achievement of the human race, but he is the product of the intervention of a transcendent God into human history. This is something God does in God's way. Isn't that interesting? As we saw last week, the scripture from John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. This Word comes and dwells among us. What a surprise for us humans. It is still hard to fathom, hard to imagine, this whole thing of God coming down and living with us as Jesus, his son. The surprise of Christmas is that Jesus was not only human, but he was divine as well. He was divine. Gabriel surprises Mary and says, he will be called the Son of God. Just imagine Mary standing there. I mean, one surprise after the other. He will be called the Son of God. Again, as I shared with you, there are so many surprises in the scriptures. So many things takes place beyond human understanding. For example, saving Noah from the world, the flood. Hiding baby Moses in the basket in the River Nile. Delivering the Jews from bondage in Egypt. You know, splitting the sea, the Jordan. Giving the Ten Commandments, bringing his people into the promised land. And I thought even choosing the Jews. Surprise! It's beyond human understanding, isn't it? The angel says, "Greetings, you are highly favored." Our scripture says, "Greetings, you are highly favored. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Just think about that. You have found favor. What does that mean? Well, I mean, siblings, I know, go back and forth. You're the favorite. No, I'm the favorite. You're the, you know, does it happen in your home? Happens in ours. Who's the favorite kid? In a human way of saying, who is the favorite? Who is the favorite? You are favored. So she was thinking in human terms. She was favored among all women. A favorite, God's favorite person. Does that mean that she can speed and not get a ticket? Or have a prime spot in the parking lot? The closest spot, park in the church parking lot? What does it mean? Does it mean you find a great job that you don't even deserve? You are highly favored. You are highly favored. Listen to what it means for Mary. Listen to what it means. She gave birth to a child in a very non-traditional way. She endured the fury, looks of those from her village. She could find no room to give birth to her child. She never quit. She never understood the mission of Jesus. For 33 years, she pondered. She endured the misery of the cross. Could you imagine watching your son go to the cross, suffer, and die? So here is God's favorite. God's favorite. But that is what the purpose of Mary. She fulfilled her purpose. The favor of God means fulfilling that purpose that she was born to. Participating in the great purpose of God. Knowing that she is loved no matter what. Serving the world, not just herself. Excuse me. Isn't that what it means to be highly favored? What a surprise. What a surprise for Mary. The angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. The Son of God. Could you imagine the Son of God, an embryo? We've heard the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new. This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know? My friends, God's ways are not our ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts, or His thoughts are not our thoughts. That's why it doesn't make any sense, does it? It doesn't make any sense. But God intervenes even today. God surprises us. We may not know sometimes if we are not in tune with Him. He shows up every day. He did show up in Bethlehem, and a lot of people missed it. He shows up every day, even today. Do we recognize Him? Do we see Him? Do we see Him in those little surprises, maybe? And did you know what? Mary didn't understand. She didn't understand what was going on, but she surrendered herself. In our scripture that was read so beautifully, she says, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. May it be to me as you have said." She does not question. She does not say anything else, but she says, "May it be. I am the Lord's servant." She accepts her call. She accepts it, and she is ready. She's ready. My friends, I pray that the Lord will surprise us. I know I don't like surprises, but He's got something good. He's got something good for each one of us. Do you remember, parents, you do things with your children when they were little? I remember with our girls, sometimes, I would carry them and, throw them up in the air and catch them. They didn't fall. And, you do that, and, when they are even toddlers, when they can't speak, they will say, "Do it again, Daddy, do it again, do it again." They wanted more. Do it again. Lord, do it again. Surprise us. Surprise us. Are you ready? Are you ready for those small surprises that God has for you this Christmas? Maybe not big bang. It might be something small, something very soft, mild, quiet. He's got something. He's got something so that your purpose in life can be fulfilled, to bring glory and honor to His name. So pause and look around and see God amongst us. God with us, Emmanuel.